Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for loving us and sending us, Jesus, to see the reality of a true man in fellowship, in the light, in the truth, in the way. And then thank you, Jesus, for paying the price, died for us 3 days and three nights. You became sin so that we can become righteous. We appreciate it. And so bless this word and encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Sorry, I'm off to go and run. So I'll let Danita sleep in. Okay, with our readings, Matthew 17, 22 to 23. When they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed and handed over to men. And they will kill him, and he will be raised from death to life on the third day." And they were deeply grieved and distressed. And we can see this in John 14 as well. They were distressed, but he said that you won't see me for a little while, and then you will see me. And no one will take away your joy, because he symbolized it like a person that is having a baby. And she goes through a time of grieving. But then the child comes into the world and there's rejoicing. And the symbolism there is that he needs to deal with sin. Sin needs to be dealt with. Sin came in through one man, and I love God's logic. One man's going to take it out. So for 3 days and for three nights, he's paying the penalty. We can see it nicely in Psalm 22, you know, there where he became sin in the presence of the Father, and the Holy Spirit leaves him. And he cries out, my God, why do you forsake me?" That's a cry of all mankind outside of Christ, outside the new covenant. And he calls that out there. And as the people around him that knew the word, knew the scriptures, knew this prophecy, you go down in the prophecy and you see everything that was recorded there happening. They've nailed him to a cross. They have stripped him. They've taken his cloak. And they throwing lots for the nice cloak that he had, and they blaspheming him. "Your Lord, you trust in your Lord, let the Lord look after you." And so that's the reality that came about. What was written of him, he's going to become sin so that we can become righteous. So that was the ultimate payment. That's the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit demonstrated there. But when the time, when the price was paid, God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we can see in Psalm 22 from verse 22, "And you have answered me." And we need to also just understand 2 Corinthians 5:14, that Jesus died for all, that all may no longer live for themselves, but live for him who died for them. Why? Because he's got the best entrance. He knows best interest for you. He knows the plans that he's got for us. We are God's idea. And he's got a destiny, an inheritance, as it says in Ephesians 1 verse 4. That every spiritual blessing you have now is according to that which we were predestined to have in Christ, to be holy and blameless before him in love. Amen. And that's exactly what has happened now. So Jesus had to pay the price. Back to Psalm 22 verse 21. And then we see all the benefits, why he went to the cross. For the joy set before him, he went and he paid the price for all of us. And then the beauty is he's now going to rule, and he's going to bring men into the reality of knowing who they are. And his kingdom has come, and his kingdom will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So be blessed to know that he who knew no sin became sin so that we can be the righteousness of God. And it goes on that how do we be the righteousness of God in Christ? Working together with him. We receive the grace of God not in vain. We receive it to our gain, because in acceptable time he has heard us, showed us. He showed us the beauty, spoke through us, through Jesus, showed us a beautiful picture of a child of God being led by the Spirit from baby to young man to father. And then he died so that redemption is secure. Sin has been dealt with, so we can now awake to righteousness and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So we wake up to the revelation of the goodness of God, and we arise and shine today and every day. Because it says so beautiful on the second day he will revive us in Hosea. On the third day he will raise us up. Why? So that we may know him. Just like every dawn the sun arises, every dawn Jesus is alive and well, and through the Spirit wants to quicken us, and he gives us sufficient for the day. So he comes to us like the rain. He rises like the sunrise every morning, and he comes to us like the rain every morning, and we are encouraged and nourished and motivated, running this race one day at a time. We have a destiny. God has got a plan for us. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.